The doctor speaks. You've had an ectopic pregnancy. The tube is severely damaged, removed, and the other is not functional. Couldn't they just move the egg into the right area? With all this modern technology, one egg in one womb, is that asking too much? Spiritual disappointment is dangerous. It's like river water rushing over rocks. The subtle, steady erosion of your faith. You don't know you're dying. As I lay in the hospital bed, I could feel one single tear roll down the side of my face, then drop into my ear. My family turned away so I wouldn't see them cry. I don't want to see a hospital counselor. I knew the script. This battle is agonizing. I'm depressed and sad while I'm thinking about scripture and the goodness of God. I have a right to grieve while accepting my lot. Unable to sleep, I lay and I pray. I wish I could describe the feeling. I can liken it to a huge electric blanket. It's the presence of God. I sense these words. I am your comforter. In that moment, I knew I would be okay. I'm not in denial, still sad that I lost my baby, but something was different. God's love is incredible. When I'm sick, He's my healer. When I'm lonely, He's my friend. And when I'm sad, He's my comforter. I love Him, and He hears me when I call. I smile and think about that one prayer I thought He didn't answer. One egg in one womb. He's birthed so much more. Ministry produces countless spiritual babies that turn my wound into a womb. Have you ever faced what you believe to be as an unbearable challenge? Let's pray. Father, thank you for Psalms 56:8 that says you put my tears in your bottle. Strengthen me. Allow me to accept your will and grace in my affliction. Remind me of your faithfulness when mine fails. I praise you as my comforter and Prince of Peace. You turn my pain into passion, tears into testimony, and disappointment into destiny. Use me for your glory. Amen.
Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life.